This week we will discuss the strength of Tehillim. During the time of the holy Baal Shem Tov, a heavenly decree was issued for the destruction of a certain Jewish settlement, Rachmana Litzlan. The Baal Shem Tov called upon his friends, the hidden tzaddikim, Reb Mordechai and Reb Kohas, to form a Beis Din and find a way to nullify the decree. The Beis Din convened, and the Baal Shem Tov's soul ascended to the heavenly worlds above. There he saw that the decree had already been sealed and could not be annulled. On his descent back to the physical world, as he passed through the heavenly spheres, the Baal Shem Tov saw a magnificent light created by the words of Tehillim, which were recited by a simple villager. The villager would complete the entire Sefer Tehillim 5 times a day, but being a simpleton and quite ignorant, he sometimes said Tehillim in unclean places. Nevertheless, Hashem valued the simple man's Tehillim so much that a special portion of Olam Haba awaited him. Seeing this, the Baal Shem Tov traveled to this man and asked him, "Would you be willing to sacrifice your portion of Olam Haba in order to save an entire Jewish community?" The simple Yid responded, "If I have Olam Haba, I am ready to forfeit it for such a cause." Hence, the decree was annulled. The Baal Shem Tov would say that reciting the entire Tehillim is a skula for breaking any judgment on a person. The Medrash explains on the Pasuk, "Yiyu l'ratzoin imrei fi," that David HaMelech requested for his words of praise to be written and engraved for all future generations. Furthermore, David HaMelech asked Hashem that the recitation of Tehillim be considered just as the learning of the most complex areas of Torah. The Tzemach Tzedek once told his Chassidim, "If only you knew the power of Tehillim, you would recite them at all times. Kapitlach of Tehillim break all barriers and bow before Hashem, bringing results with kindness and mercy." About 650 years ago, in a small village in Germany, there lived a simple, pious man who was only able to learn the simple meaning of the Torah. Each day, for many years, he would recite the entire Sefer Tehillim. Less than 30 days after he passed away, he appeared in a dream to a chacham from a nearby city. In the dream, he stood holding a small Tehillim and he cautioned him, "Warn the people in my village to escape immediately to the surrounding towns, because during my life I protected the town with my recitation of Tehillim, but now they are in grave danger." Early the following morning, the Chacham sent a messenger with an urgent letter telling them of the looming danger. The people heeded the words of the Chacham, and they were saved. The Gaon Maharam Berebi was the Rav of Pressburg during the lifetime of the Tzaddik Rebbe Yitzchak of Berdichev. One night, he spent many long hours trying to understand a difficult taisvus. When he went to sleep, he dreamt of Reb Levi Yitzchak, and so he shared with him the difficulty in taisvus. Reb Levi Yitzchak began pacing back and forth, reciting Psukim of Tehillim, and after a few moments, he had an answer. The Gaon was taken aback, for what connection was there between understanding a difficult taisvus and reciting Tehillim? Reb Levi Yitzchak explained that the names of the Balei HaToisvus are included in the words of Tehillim, for they are connected to Torah Shebaal Peh. He therefore recited the appropriate psukim, drawing forth their kedusha, and then everything became clear. The Frie Deker Rebbe related, "When I was a young boy, I once wondered whether malachim are able to calculate numbers. When I asked my father, he replied, 'That's a good question, but I am certain that Malach Michoel counts all the Tehillim that one says, and with it he creates a chandelier to illuminate above and below for that person and his children.' Following this, my father would often ask me, 'How is your chandelier doing?'" Though Rebbetzin Chaya Mushka would say plenty of Tehillim, she would do so with many mistakes. When one of her sons pointed this out to her, she asked her husband at Tzemach Tzedek, perhaps she should stop saying Tehillim. The Rebbe advised her to continue and then called his son and admonished him, saying that it was her Tehillim that had protected him at the rabbinic gathering in Petersburg. During that meeting, the government became enraged by his views and had placed the Rebbe under house arrest 22 times, and it was her Tehillim that had saved him from a more serious punishment. On another occasion, when a libel was plotted against the Tzemach Tzedek, he requested his wife to recite Tehillim for him. The Rebbe Maharash would travel for fresh air in the countryside surrounding Lubavitch and often stop in one of the forests, sit on the ground, and recite Tehillim, with tears, on behalf of Klal Yisrael. On his way, he would pass a Yiddisha-owned inn, but he never entered. One time, however, he ordered his wagon driver to stop, and upon entering the house, the Rebbe found 2 young boys alone at home. The Rebbe asked them to bring it to Tehillim, and together they sang the psukim, repeating each word after the Rebbe. When the mother returned home, she was surprised to find the Rebbe in her home, and hearing them reciting Tehillim in such a tune and with sweetness, she began to weep. After half an hour, the Rebbe got up to go. Approaching the door, the Rebbe suddenly stopped, turned around, and took the Tehillim to say some more. Some time later, the Rebbe benched them and left. The hour became late, and soon night fell, but their father did not return home. The mother tried to reassure her children that father would return soon, but in truth, she was quite fearful herself. Suddenly, in middle of the night, there was a knock on the door. Hearing her husband's voice, the mother quickly opened the door, and as soon as her husband entered, he fell to the ground in a faint. After she revived him, he shared his day's experience. I had gone to collect an old debt from one of the Goyisha farmers. He invited me into the barn to pay up with grain, but then he locked the door and tied me up, attempting to kill me. I pleaded with him, saying that I would absolve him of the debt, but he refused to listen. Searching for his axe, he left the barn, tying it from the outside. Knowing that my end was near, I began to recite vidui. Soon the guy's wife passed the barn, and hearing my cries, she entered, at which point I begged her to set me free. At first, she wouldn't hear of it, fearful that her husband would kill her. At last, she gave in, untied me, and directed me to the best escape route, and then she quickly returned to the field. When the guy returned, he was fuming and chased after me. I had anticipated this earlier, and so I was hiding in the tall grass along the road. The guy came very close, allowing me to smell the stench of whiskey that emanated from him. But Baruch Hashem, he missed me and eventually returned home. I waited a while to be sure he would not see me, and then I came home. Hearing his story, the woman exclaimed, "Now I understand why the Rebbe stopped by today and said Tehillim twice with the boys. Once so that you be set free, and again so that the goy should not find you. Blessed is Hashem who always does miracles for us." The Friedrich Rebbe related how in all generations, whenever a decree was put upon the Yidden, they would run to Shul to recite Tehillim. The Melamdim would recite Tehillim with their young Talmidim, who are pure mouths with no Avedis. The Friedrich Rebbe said that there are many Hamans in every generation, and they are eliminated through the heartfelt Tehillim of a simple Yid. Not with sword or spear, only with a heartfelt Kapitel Tehillim. In the year Tofresh Gimel, the interior minister of Russia called upon the Tzemach Tzedek, along with three others representing the Yidden of Russia, in order to pass new decrees upon the Yidden. When they arrived in Petersburg and heard of the Gzeda, they immediately ordered three Kapitlach of Tehillim to be recited in all the shuls and chadorim, Kapitel Chav, Chav Beis, and Tzemach Tes. This required Mesiras Nefesh, for the Tsar was likely to punish them as they were expressing control over Russian citizens. Shortly after, the evil minister fell ill and died, and was replaced by a neutral minister who cancelled the decrees. In the year Tofresh Mem Beis, titled A Year of Bloody Pogroms, the Yiddish leaders led by the Rebbe Maharash revealed a secret plot against the Yidden. They all called upon the Yidden to recite the above-mentioned Kapitlach, and within 1 month the evil plan fell through. In the year Tofresh Tzemach Vav, pogroms began to erupt in Russia. The Yiddish leaders, led by the Rebbe Rashab and Reb Chaim Brisker, gathered in Petersburg, where they heard of the government's secret plan to arrange pogroms in 116 Yiddish communities. At once they requested that the three Kapitlach be recited by Yidden everywhere, and shortly afterwards the plan failed.